The next word is store. The word store in English has a few different meanings, but in this case, we'll focus on the meaning of a place where goods are sold. In Russian, this would be a magazin. Magazin. This word is pronounced like magazin. The in at the end sounds like the word in English. Here is a sentence using magazin. Magazin. Я получаю ЛВ. Магазин. Магазин. Чете обе рука упеете ирьему ЛОКО. Я пошел в магазин. Магазин. CHTO by купит молоко. Я, I, pronounced like, я, in, яд получаю Л, пошел, went, pronounced like, partial, in, pool, ve, v, to, pronounced like, v, in, vane, mage, azen. Magazin. Store, chete, obe, yeru, chto, by, in order to, pronounced like, chto, by, in, chocolate, ka, upe, ite, yeri, kupit, to buy, pronounced like, kupit, in, kuku, molokao, malako, milk, pronounced like, malako, in, malaki. The full translation of the sentence is, I went to the store to buy milk. This sentence demonstrates the common way to use магазин. Магазин. In Russian, the word is commonly used in everyday language. The next word is laugh. Sentence. Девушка смеялась над шуткой. Breakdown. Девушка. Pronounced D-I-V-U-S-H-K-A, this is the noun, girl, in the nominative case. This case is used when the noun is the subject of the sentence. Смеялась. Pronounced смеялась, this is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb, to laugh. Смеяться. Смеяться. Над. Pronounced над, this is the preposition, over, or, at. Шуткой. Pronounced шуткой, this is the noun, joke, in the instrumental case, used to indicate the object of the action. Translation. The girl laughed at the joke. Variations. The verb. Смеяться. Has many forms depending on the tense, person, number, and gender. Here are some examples. Я смеюсь. Я смеюсь, I am laughing. Он смеется. Он смеется, he is laughing. Мы смеялись. Мы смеялись, we were laughing. Они смеются. Они смеются, they are laughing. Key concepts. Case. In Russian, nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. This is known as case. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence. The instrumental case is used to indicate the object of the action. Verb conjugation. In Russian, verbs change form to reflect tense, person, number, and gender. Pronunciation guide. Девушка. Девушка, the sh sound is similar to the English sh sound. The ka sound is similar to the ka in car. Смеялась. Смеялась, the ya sound is similar to the English ya in yard. The la sound is similar to the la in lady. Над. Над, the d sound is similar to the English d sound. Шуткой. Шуткой, the sh sound is similar to the English sh sound. The кой sound is similar to the кой in boy. English and Russian translation. Laugh. Смеяться. Смеяться. The next word is arm. The word arm in English can be used as a noun or verb. As a noun it refers to the upper limb of a human or animal. as a verb. Arm means to provide someone with weapons. Here is a sentence using arm as a noun. У него сильные руки. У него сильные руки. Breakdown. У. У. This is the preposition at or with in this case. It is pronounced like the English U sound. Него. Него. This is the pronoun him. It is pronounced like Niago. Сильные. Сильные. This is the adjective strong and is pronounced сильные. Руки. Руки. This is the plural noun hands pronounced руки. The sentence translates to he has strong arms. Variations. You can replace strong with other adjectives like weak, thin, or long, depending on the context. You can change the gender and number of the pronoun. For example, she has strong arms would be у неё сильные руки. You can replace arms with other body parts like ноги, legs, голова, head, or спина. Back. Pronunciation notes. Remember that the Russian letter мяк is нак. Soft sign does not have a sound of its own. It simply indicates that the preceding consonant is soft. Pay attention to the stress in the words. The stress is marked with the accent mark. English. Arm. Arm. Russian. Рука. Рука. The next word is heart. У. Меня. Большое. Сердце. У. Меня. Большое. Сердце. Breakdown. У. Меня. This is the possessive form of I have. The. У. Acts like a preposition, it means at, by, with, etc. Think of it as a marker for the possessive case. We use the. Меня. After it to say that the thing is associated with me. Remember, these words are part of the nominative case. The. Меня. In this case is actually a combination of the preposition у and the word я. I. Большое. Is the adjective big or large? Note that adjectives are always in agreement with the nouns they describe. The noun сердце is in the nominative singular form, so the adjective needs to be in the nominative singular form as well. This form of the adjective is masculine singular. Сердце. This is the noun, heart. It is in the nominative singular form. This is the masculine singular form. Key concepts. Possessive case. In Russian, possessive phrases use a specific form of the pronoun and often involve a preposition, like у. To mark the possession. Adjective agreement. Adjectives must agree with the noun they describe in gender, number, and case. Nominative case. This is the default case for subjects in sentences. Translation. I have a big heart. Pronunciation. У. У. Меня. Меня. Большое. Большое. Сердце. Сердце. Variations. Сердечный. Aj, heartfelt, hearty, cordial, сердечный. Сердечко. Noun, little heart, сердечко. Сердечно. Adv, cordially, heartily, сердечно. Helpful hints. the e at the end of sirtsu and bashoye is pronounced like the e in the o in bashoye is pronounced more like the o in go. Sirtsu can be used to mean heart in its metaphorical meaning of love, compassion, and kindness as well. The next word is source. The word source can be translated into Russian in several ways depending on the context. Here is an example sentence using the word источник. Источник, which means source in the sense of origin. Sentence. Этот исторический документ является важным источником информации о событиях прошлого века. Этот исторический документ является важным источником информации о событиях прошлого века. Breakdown. Этот. This masculine singular, pronounced like etot. Исторический. Historical, pronounced like исторический. Документ. Document. Document, pronounced like документ. Является. Является. Is third person singular, present tense of verb, to be pronounced like является. Важным. Важным. Important, pronounced like важным. Источником. Источником. Source, pronounced like источником. Информации. Информации. Information, pronounced like информации. О. About, pronounced like о. Событиях. Событиях. Events, pronounced like событиях. Прошлого. Прошлого. Past, pronounced like прошлого. Века. Века. Century, pronounced like века. Translation. This historical document is an important source of information about the events of the last century. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. The noun. Документ. Document. Is masculine, so we use the masculine form of the adjective. Важным. Важным. Cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. In this sentence, источником. Источником. Is in the instrumental case, which is used to indicate the means or instrument by which something is done. Word order. Russian word order is more flexible than English, but generally, the subject comes before the verb, and the object comes after. Other variations of source. Источник. Источник. Source, origin, spring, fountain. Исходный. Исходный. Source, in the sense of original. Источник света. Источник света. Light source. Источник вдохновения. Источник вдохновения. Source of inspiration. English. Source/S open or lengthened RS/Russian. Источник. Источник. Slash is stress t open or t symbol 361 hn small cap ik slash. The next word is employee. The word employee in Russian is сотрудник. pronounced Soterudnik. The sentence. Этот сотрудник работает в компании уже 5 лет. Этот сотрудник работает в компании уже 5 лет. Breakdown. Этот. Этот, this, masculine singular. Сотрудник. Сотрудник, employee, masculine singular. Работает. Работает, works, present tense, third person singular. В, in, компании. Компании, company, feminine singular. Уже. Уже, already. Пять. Пять, five. Лет. Let, years, plural. Key concepts. Gender. Nouns in Russian have grammatical genders. Сотрудник is masculine, so we use the masculine form of this. Этот. Tense. Russian verbs change form to indicate present, past, or future tense. Работает is in the present tense. Cases. Nouns change form depending on their role in the sentence. Here, сотрудник is in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. Variations. Сотрудница. Сотрудница, employee, feminine singular. Сотрудники. Сотрудника, employees, plural. Pronunciation. Сотрудник. Сотрудник, emphasis on the second syllable. Работает. Работает, emphasis on the second syllable. Компания. Компания, emphasis on the first syllable. English translation. This employee has been working in the company for 5 years. The next word is manage. The word, manage, is a verb that implies control, or direction. In Russian, this is often expressed with the verb управлять. Pronounced управлять. Here's how it's used in a sentence. Sentence. Она умеет управлять людьми. Breakdown. Она. Она, she. Умеет. Умеет, she knows how to. This is a present tense verb form of the verb уметь, умет, which means to know how to. Управлять. Управлять, to manage, to control, to direct. Людьми. Лают my people, this is the instrumental case of the noun. Люди. Люди, which means people. Translation. She knows how to manage people. Key concept. Управлять is a verb that is often used in the context of managing or controlling people or resources. It is often followed by the preposition s, which means with, or the instrumental case of a noun. Variations. Управление. Управление, management. Управляющий. Управляющий, manager. Неуправляемый. Неуправляемый, uncontrollable. Pronunciation. Управлять. Управлять, the stress is on the first syllable of the word. У. Людьми. Лают my, the stress is on the first syllable of the word. Лю. English. Manage Russian. Управлять. Управлять. The next word is simply. Hash hash. Просто. Он. Сказал. Это. Breakdown. Просто. Просто means simply, just, or plainly. It is an adverb that modifies the verb. Сказал. Think of it as, in a simple way, the stress is on the first syllable. Prosto. On. On. He. This is a pronoun, subject of the verb. Scandal. Scandal. Said. This is the past tense of the verb. Gover it. Gover it. To speak. Or, to say. Eta. Ito. This. Or, it. This is a pronoun, the direct object of the verb. Pronounce with a stress on the first syllable. Ito. Translation. He simply said it. Variations. Prostoi. Prostoj means simple. This is an adjective. This is the masculine form of the adjective. Prostaia. Prostaia, simple, feminine form. Prostoi. Prostoi, simple, neuter form. Prostui. Prostai, simple, plural form. Pronunciation. Prosto. Prosto, prosto. On. On, on. Scandal. Scandal, scandal. Eta. Ito, itu. English, simply. Russian. Prosto. Prosto. The next word is bank. The word bank in English can refer to a financial institution, the edge of a river or lake, or a slope of land. In Russian, the word for bank in the financial sense is bank. Bank. Pronounced like bank in English. Here is an example of how it's used in a sentence. Я пошел в банк, чтобы снять деньги. Я пошел в банк, чтобы снять деньги. This sentence means, I went to the bank to withdraw money. Я. Я. I. Пошел. Пошел. Went, masculine past tense of the verb идти. Идти. To go. We. To, preposition. Bank. 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 Чтобы. Чтобы. In order to, conjunction. Снять. Снять. To withdraw, infinitive verb. Деньги. Деньги. Money. Key concept. The verb. Снять. Снять. Is used in this sentence with the meaning of to withdraw when speaking of money from a bank account. This is a common usage in Russian. Pronunciation notes. Я. Я. Sounds like я in yacht. Пошел. Пошел. Sounds like пошел. Банк. Банк. Sounds like bank in English. Чтобы. Чтобы. Sounds like чтобы. Снять. Снять. Sounds like снять. Деньги. Деньги. Sounds like деньги. English. Bank/Russian. Bank. Bank. The next word is firm. The word firm can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here is an example. English. The company has a firm reputation. Russian. Компания имеет. Твердую. Репутацию. Компания имеет твердую репутацию. Breakdown. Твердую. Твердую. This is the adjective form of the word firm, and translates to strong or solid. You can think of it like hard, and it's pronounced like tire. Do you? Reputatio. Reputatio. This is the noun form of reputation, and is pronounced like reputatio. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives need to agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they describe. In this case, the noun, company, is feminine and singular. So we use the feminine singular form of the adjective TVERVUU to agree with it. Other forms. The word firm can also be translated as firma. Firma. This is a noun meaning company or firm. It is pronounced like firma. You can also use prochny. Prochny. To describe a firm object. Pronounced like prochny. English. Firm. Твердый. Твердый. Pronounced твердый. Russian. Firm. Firma. Firma. Pronounced firma. The next word is well. Hash hash. Ну, хорошо. Ну, хорошо. Breakdown. Ну. Ну, this is an interjection that softens the tone and introduces the following statement. It can be translated as well, okay, or right. It's pronounced like ну. Хорошо. Хорошо, this means good or well. It is a common word, and its pronunciation is straightforward. Sentence meaning. This is a simple and versatile phrase, much like the English, well. It expresses agreement, acceptance, or a transition to a new point. Think of it as a soft start for your next sentence. Key concept. Russian uses a lot of interjections like ну. Ну, to add nuance and feeling to their sentences. It's a key aspect of their language and can change the whole tone of what you are saying. Variations. Хорошо. Хорошо can be used independently and is the most common way to say good or well. Ну да. Ну да is a combination of ну, ну and да. Да, which means yes. It expresses agreement in a slightly more conversational way. Pronunciation. Ну, хорошо. English translation. Well, good. The next word is cell. The word cell in Russian is клетка. Pronounced kletka. It can be used in several different contexts, but in this example, we'll explore its use in biology. Sentence. Kletka. Является. Основной. Единицей. Жизни. Breakdown. Kletka. Клетка, this is the noun, meaning cell. Является. Является, this is the verb, to be, in the present tense, third person singular. This is the form of the verb that you will use to describe a singular subject, in this case, a cell. Основной. Основной, this is an adjective, meaning basic, or fundamental. The adjective in Russian must agree with the noun in gender, number, and case. In this sentence it agrees with the noun. Единица. See below. Единицы. Единицей, this is a noun, meaning unit. In this sentence it is in the instrumental case. You will use this case when you are describing something with the verb, to be. Жизни. Жизнь, this is a noun, meaning life. In this sentence it is in the genitive case. You will use the genitive case after the noun. yin yitza. In this sentence. Translation. A cell is the basic unit of life. Key concept. The noun. Klitka. Klitka can also mean cell in the context of a prison. Pronunciation guide. Klitka. Klitka, stress on the first syllable. Yavlaitsa. Yavlaitsia, stress on the first syllable. Osnovnoi. Osnovnoi, stress on the second syllable. Yedinitsi. Yedinitse, stress on the second syllable. Zhizni. Zhizni, stress on the first syllable. English translation. Cell. Klitka. Klitka. The next word is article. The word article in Russian is statya. Pronounced statya. This word is feminine in gender and has a few variations depending on the case and number. Let's create a sentence to show you how this works. Я прочитал интересную статью о истории России. Breakdown. Я, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Прочитал. Прочитал, I read, masculine past tense, agrees with the subject. Интересную. Интересную, interesting, feminine accusative case, modifying the noun. Статью. Статью. Статью, article, feminine accusative case, direct object of the verb. Прочитал. О. О, about, preposition. Истории. History, I, history, feminine prepositional case, object of the preposition. О. Расси. Расси, I, Russia, feminine prepositional case, modifying the noun. Истории. Translation. I read an interesting article about the history of Russia. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have grammatical gender, which affects the endings of adjectives, pronouns, and other words that modify them. Statya. Is feminine. Case. Russian grammar employs different cases to show the function of nouns and pronouns within a sentence. In this sentence, we have the nominative, subject, accusative, direct object, and prepositional, object of a preposition, cases. Agreement. The endings of verbs and adjectives must agree in number and gender with the nouns they modify. Variations. Statya. Statyi, articles, plural nominative. Statyi. Statyi, articles, plural genitive. Statyam. Statyam, articles, plural dative. Statya. Statyi, articles, plural accusative. Statyach. Statya, articles, plural prepositional. Pronunciation hints. Stat. Is pronounced with a soft t at the end, similar to the t in taught. Ya. Is pronounced as ya. Russia. Is pronounced as Russia with emphasis on the first syllable. English. Article, statya. Statya. Russian. Statya. Statya, article. The next word is fast. The Russian word for fast is быстрый. Pronounced быстрый. This word is an adjective, meaning it describes a noun. It can be used to describe a person, an object, or an action. Here is a sample sentence. Он бежал быстро. Поулице. Он бежал быстро по улице. Breakdown. Он, he, pronoun, nominative case, бежал, ran, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Быстро. fast, adverb pair or, along, preposition UL it's a yeah, street, noun, dative case. Translation. He ran fast down the street. Variations. You can use the word booster as an adverb, like in the sentence above. It will modify a verb. You can also use the word boostery as an adjective. It will modify a noun. Here is an example using boostery as an adjective. Umyanyayestayiri. Boostery. Ameteomobeyelyiri. Umyanyayestayiri beyerustayerikatko yameteomobeyelyiri. Breakdown. Umyanya, I have, pronoun, possessive case yesteyiri, there is, verb, present tense. Boostery. Fast, adjective, masculine singular, ameteomobeyelyiri, car, noun, masculine singular. Translation. I have a fast car. Key concepts. This sentence uses the masculine singular form of the adjective. Boostery. The word order in Russian is more flexible than in English. The sentence structure will change depending on the meaning that you want to convey. Pronunciation. Boostery. Maestri. Booster. Maestro. The next word is attack. The Russian word for attack is attacker. Pronounced R-T-A-H car. It's a noun, so it can be used as the subject or object of a sentence. Here is an example of a sentence. Vrak nachal ataku na gorod. Vrak nachal ataku na gorod. Vrak. Pronounced vrag, enemy. Nachal. Pronounced nachal, began. Ataku. Pronounced ataku, attack. Na. Pronounced na, on. Gorod. Pronounced gorod, city. This sentence translates to, the enemy began an attack on the city. Key concepts. The word attacker is a noun, so it can be used as the subject or object of a sentence. Nachal is a verb in the past tense, meaning began. Na is a preposition, meaning on. Variations. Atakovat. Pronounced atakovat is the verb form of attack, meaning to attack. Attacker can be used in a variety of contexts, such as military attacks, cyber attacks, or even attacks of disease. Pronunciation. Attacker. R-T-A-H-K-A-R. Vrak. Vrag. Nachal. Nachal. Na. Na. Gorod. Gorod. English to Russian. Attack. Attacker. R-T-A-H-K-A-R. The next word is foreign. The word foreign in Russian is inostrannyi. Pronounced inostrannyi. Here is an example sentence using inostrannyi. Ya izuchayu inostrannyi yazuki. Breakdown. Ya. Ya, I. Izuchayu. Izuchayu, I study. Inostrannyi. Inostrannyi, foreign, plural adjective form. Yazuki. Yazaki, languages. The sentence means, I study foreign languages. Key points. The adjective. Inostrannyi. Is used in the plural form in this sentence, because the noun it modifies, yazuki, is plural. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, izuchat, to study. Variations. Inostrannyi can also be used as a noun. In this case, It refers to a person from another country, also known as a foreigner. Pronunciation notes. Be sure to pronounce the Y sound at the end of inostranny, as in sky or my. English, foreign, foreign, Russian. Inostranny. Inostranny. The next word is surprise. Hash hash. Breakdown. This is the preposition, at, or, by, but in this case, it means, I have. Pronunciation. Меня. This is the personal pronoun, me. Pronunciation. Меня. This is the past tense of the verb, to be. Pronunciation. Бил. Сюрприз. This is the noun, surprise, pronunciation. Сюрприз. Для. This is the preposition, for, pronunciation. Для. Тебя. This is the personal pronoun, you, pronunciation. Тебя. Hi. Slash, hi, this is the exclamation mark. Translation. I had a surprise for you. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the preposition для, for, which is frequently used in Russian. The word сюрприз, surprise, is a masculine noun, and follows the typical declension pattern for masculine nouns in Russian. Variations of the word surprise. Сюрприз. Plural form of сюрприз. Surprises. Сюрпризит. To surprise. Сюрпризный. Surprising. English to Russian translation. Surprise. Сюрприз. Сюрприз. The next word is feature. This house has a unique особенность. A fireplace in the living room. Особенность. Особенности. Plural. Breakdown. This sentence uses the noun особенность, which means feature or characteristic. The word особенность is feminine and changes its ending in the plural to особенности. It is used to describe a distinctive quality or attribute of something. Pronunciation. Особенность. Особенность. Особенности. Особенности. Translation. This house has a unique feature, a fireplace in the living room. The next word is factor. The word factor has several meanings in English, and we can use it in Russian in different ways too. Here's a sentence using factor in the sense of something that contributes to a result.
Важным фактором в успехе проекта была хорошая команда.
Breakdown.
Важным.
Pronounced важным, this is the masculine nominative singular form of the adjective.
Важный.
Pronounced важный, meaning important.
Фактором.
Pronounced фактором, this is the masculine instrumental singular form of the noun.
Фактор.
Pronounced фактор, meaning factor. This form is used to indicate the instrument, or means by, which something happens. Pronounced V, this preposition means, in, and is used here to show location, or inclusion.
Успехи.
Pronounced успехи, this is the masculine prepositional singular form of the noun.
Успех.
Pronounced успех, meaning, success.
Проекта.
Pronounced проекта, this is the masculine genitive singular form of the noun.
Проект.
Pronounced проект, meaning project. This form is used to show possession or belonging.
Была. pronounced byla. This is the past tense feminine singular form of the verb bit, pronounced bit, meaning to be. Хорошая, pronounced хорошая. This is the feminine nominative singular form of the adjective хороший, pronounced хорошие, meaning good. Команда, pronounced команда. This is the feminine nominative singular form of the noun команда, pronounced команда, meaning team. Translation: an important factor in the project's success was a good team. Key concepts. Case: Russian nouns and adjectives change their forms depending on their function in a sentence. In this example, we see the nominative, instrumental, genitive, and prepositional cases. Gender: Russian nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, neuter, and adjectives agree with them in gender. Number: nouns and adjectives have singular and plural forms. Tense: verbs change their forms to indicate past, present, or future tense. Variations of factor. Factor, pronounced factor, noun, meaning factor. Factor, pronounced factori, plural of factor. Factorni, pronounced factorni, adjective, meaning factorial. English and Russian translation: factor, factor, pronounced factor, important. Важный, pronounced важный. The next word is pretty. This is a great word to start with, as it gives us an opportunity to explore adjectives in Russian. Let's start with a simple sentence. Девушка очень красивая. Breakdown. Девушка, pronounced diva shka, girl. Очень, pronounced ochin, very. Красивая, pronounced красивая, pretty. Important points. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. The word красивая, pretty, is feminine because the noun девушка, girl, is feminine. There are three genders in Russian: masculine, feminine, and neuter. Adjective endings: the ending of the adjective changes to agree in gender with the noun. For example, if the noun were masculine, the adjective would be красивый, pronounced красивый, very. The word очень, very, is used to intensify the meaning of the adjective. Translation: the girl is very pretty. Variations: красивый, pronounced красивый, handsome, masculine. Красивая, pronounced красивая, beautiful, neuter. Pronunciation tips: the y at the end of красивая is often silent, but it adds a subtle e sound, so it's closer to красива than красивая. Очень has a short, clipped o sound. Remember, learning Russian is a journey. Keep practicing, and you'll get there. The next word is recently. # recently. The word recently can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, but we will use the word недавно, pronounced недавно. The word недавно is an adverb, and it means recently or not long ago. Here is an example sentence. Я недавно переехал в Москву. Breakdown. Я недавно. Недавно, recently. Переехал. Переехал, moved, masculine past tense. В. to, in, preposition. Москву. Москву, Moscow, accusative case. Translation. I recently moved to Moscow. Key concepts. Adverbs. Adverbs in Russian are typically placed after the verb. Accusative case. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb, and the preposition. V often triggers the accusative case. Pronunciation hints. The stress in. Недавно. Недавно is on the second syllable. The V in. V sounds like the W in we. Word and pronunciation. Recently. Недавно. Недавно. The next word is because. The word because in Russian is. Потому что. Pronounced потому что. Here is an example sentence. Я не пошел в кино, потому что был занят. Pronounced я не пошел в кино. Потому что был занят. Breakdown. Я. Pronounced, я, I. Не. Pronounced, I, not. Пошел. Pronounced, пошел, went, masculine past tense of. Идти. Pronounced, идти, to go. Pronounced, v, to, into. Кино. Pronounced, кино, cinema. Потому что. Pronounced, потому что, because. Был. Pronounced, был, was, masculine past tense of. Быть. Pronounced, быть, to be. Занят. Pronounced, занят, busy. Translation. I didn't go to the cinema, because I was busy. Key concepts. Word order. The word order in Russian is subject verb object. Case endings. In Russian, nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. In this case, the noun кино is in the accusative case because it is the object of the verb. Пошёл. Prepositions. Prepositions in Russian are often followed by a specific case. The preposition is followed by the accusative case. Tenses. Russian verbs have different forms for different tenses. In this sentence, the verb пошел is in the past tense. Gender agreement. The adjective занят agrees in gender with the subject. Я. Variations. You can use так-как. Pronounced так-как, as, since, because in place of. Потому что. In many cases, you can also use из-за. Pronounced из-за, because of, to show that something is the reason for something else, but it's usually used in negative sentences. For example, я не пошел в кино из-за дождя. Pronounced, я не пошел в кино из-за дождя, I didn't go to the cinema, because of the rain. Pronunciation. Потому что. Потому что. Так-как. Так-как. Из-за. Из-за. English translation, because Russian translation. Потому что. The next word is effect. The weather can. Влиять. Slash влиять, slash on your mood. Breakdown. Влиять. Slash влиять, slash, to affect, to influence. This verb is an imperfective verb, meaning it describes an ongoing, or repeated action. The perfective form of this verb is. Повлиять. Slash повлиять, slash, which describes a completed action. The sentence structure. The subject of the sentence is the weather, and the object is your mood. The verb. Влиять. /viliat/connects the two. This sentence follows the basic subject-verb-object structure common in Russian. Variations. Vyatna. /viliat/na/, to affect something, for example. Vyatna. /viliat/na/. Rishenyi. /rishenyi/, to affect the decision. Vyanyi. /viliyani/, influence, effect, noun. Translation. Weather. Pagoda. /pagoda/mood. Nastroyenyi. /nastroyenyi/. Pronunciation. Vyat. /viliat/, stress on the second syllable. Na. /na/, stress on the first syllable. Rishenyi. /rishenyi/, stress on the second syllable. Vyanyi. /viliyani/, stress on the first syllable. The next word is drop. The word drop has several meanings in English, and thus several Russian translations. Let's look at one use. Sentence. Я уронил книгу на пол. Я уронил книгу на пол. Breakdown. Я, pronoun, nominative case, subject of the sentence уронил. Уронил. Уронил, dropped, past tense, masculine singular, this is the past tense of the verb. Уронит. Уронит, which means, to drop книгу. Книгу. Книгу, book, accusative case, direct object of the verb. Notice this word is in the accusative case, because it is the object of the verb. The noun, book, in Russian is книга. Книга, but must change to книгу. Книгу, in the accusative case. Na. Na. Na, on, onto, upon, preposition, this preposition is used before the noun. Pol. Pol, to show that the action of dropping happens, on, the floor. P-O-L. Pol. Pol, floor, noun, accusative case, object of the preposition, this word is also in the accusative case, because it is the object of the preposition. The word, floor, in Russian is pol. Pol. Translation. I dropped the book on the floor. Helpful hint. To pronounce the L. L sound in Russian, press your tongue to the back of your teeth, then release the air. Word and pronunciation. Drop. Уронит. Уронит. Book. Книга. Книга. Floor. Пол. Пол. The next word is recent. The sentence. Недавняя статья в журнале New York Times обсуждала политические изменения в России. Breakdown. Недавняя. Pronounced. Недавняя. This is the feminine form of the adjective, recent. The ending ya makes the adjective feminine, and it must agree with the noun it describes. Statya. Pronounced statya, means article in this context, and is feminine. Pronounced v means in. Journali. Pronounced journali means magazine, and is masculine, so the preposition ve has a different form than if the noun was feminine. New York Times. Pronounced New York Times. The name of the famous newspaper is borrowed directly from English, but the pronunciation is adapted to Russian sounds. Обсуждала. Pronounced обсуждала, means discussed, and is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb обсуждать, to discuss. It agrees in gender and number with the subject of the sentence, estate area. политические.
Pronounced политический means political and is an adjective modifying изменения, changes.
Изменения.
Pronounced изменения means changes and is a noun that is plural and neuter. Pronounced V means in.
Russi.
Pronounced RSEE means Russia. The ending IE is the feminine form of the preposition VE when it precedes a feminine noun.
Variations.
The adjective NYA can also be used with masculine and neuter nouns. You just need to change the ending to NYE for masculine nouns, for example.
Недавний.
Recent, masculine, or NYE for neuter nouns, for example.
Недавние.
Recent, neuter. Обесуждаете is a very common verb, and you can use it with many different subjects and objects. For example,
они обсуждали новую книгу.
They discussed the new book. Translation. Recent.
Недавний.
Недавний article.
Статья.
Статья magazine.
Журнал.
Journal. New York Times.
New York Times.
New York Times discussed.
Обсуждала.
Обсуждала. Political.
Политический.
Политический. Changes.
Изменения.
Изменения. In.
V. Russia.
Россия. Россия.